I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our lectionary reading is taken from the entire 9th chapter of the Gospel according to John. We are reading from the NRSV translation.
As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day, night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with saliva and spread the mud on a man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it in my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know."
They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes. Then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such things?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet."
The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say you was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know that who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him."
So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind. And they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you are trying to teach us?" And they drove him out.
Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains."
Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Amen.
So today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. At kaya rin po ako naka-pink. Naka-pink ang mga pari ngayon, hindi po politika yan. There are two, at least in the traditional churches, there are two Sundays in the year na nagpi-pink ang mga clergy, no, in the high churches. One is in Advent, during Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Lent. And third Sunday of Advent, and today, Laetare, tawag Laetare Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent. Kasi ibig sabihin, ano na siya, halfway through Lent. No? And in the high churches, there is this opening, I don't know, it's opening prayer. It's called an antiphon, where it says, "Rejoice, rejoice." No? Kaya, and the color of pink is a color of rejoicing. No? Kaya naka-pink today. So today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. And siyempre, na nakita ko yung gospel reading today, ayoko talaga siya. Kasi bukod sa mahaba, it deals with one of the most difficult existential questions of human life, particularly of religious people. No? Pero tinignan ko kasi yung ibang readings, ibang lectionary readings in the Old Testament and the letters of Paul. Hindi ko rin bet. Mas lalong hindi bet. Masyadong dry. So let's go with the story from the Gospel of John. Sige, push natin to ate. Yan ang struggle ko with this reading. And I hope napaka-difficult talaga nung topic nung story. There are two problems in the story that the story is trying to deal with. Yung second one, mas madali eh. Madali-dali. Ang daling i-preach niyan. But the first one is really a difficult one. And a lot of people throughout history has already debated this in philosophy, in religion, especially in Western Christianity. Number one, the problem of sin or the problem of suffering and evil in the world relative to the existence or belief of a supposed benevolent God. If you search that particular topic, the problem of evil, yun lang, type niyo yun, it takes volumes upon volumes of written philosophical and religious theological arguments, discourse. The problem of evil and the existence of a benevolent God. Okay? This problem is made more difficult in the Jewish Christian context because there are theologies and biblical texts that would suggest that God causes the evil or suffering to happen, either as punishment or worse than that, to cause that suffering for something good. Difficult siya sa Christian context kasi may mga nagsasabing theology and even biblical passages that would say, yes, God causes evil or suffering either as punishment or, mas malala pa nga doon, kaya kita pinagsuffer because I want to do something good. Diba? So that's a very difficult thing to handle. Again, for many centuries, it is a problem that has continued to be discussed. The second problem of the story, or the second issue na dinideal ng author, the author of the Gospel of John, is the unbelief of the religious authorities during the time of Jesus, that something remarkably good, even something that is divine, can come from those that their doctrine have deemed as sinners, outsiders, and lawbreakers. No? Kung masama kang tao ayon sa doktrina, how on heaven and earth can something good, let alone miraculous, come from you? That's the question. It doesn't add up, diba? According to the religious leaders. So a large portion of the preaching today will deal with question number one. Yung portion kasi nung gospel story, tinanong si Jesus nung disciples, nung apostles, sino po ba ang may kasalanan? Who is at fault why this man was born blind? Is it the sin of his parents or his? At ang sagot ni Jesus is, it's neither his parent or him. It is so that God's goodness may be revealed. Something to those lines. And really, I'm telling you, that particular passage has really put a lot of people in bunkers. Crazy. And even the most brilliant of theologians, biblical scholars, even some of the patristic fathers could not wrap their head around this. No? So let's deal with it as best as we can for a few minutes. So we have to remember, at kanina nga, earlier before the worship, Batch Heart had a lecture on Bible 101. Okay? How MCC and other progressive churches see and approach the Bible. So kanina na-discuss din tong part ng sermon ko, no? We have to remember that in the absence of scientific, medical, or even logical explanation and evidence, people will still try their best to find answers and explanations to make sense of life, especially to make sense of painful experiences of life. Natural sa atin bilang tao na naghahanap tayo ng explanation at ng sagot. Trying to make sense of things that we experience, especially painful experiences, hurtful experiences, failures, mistakes, ganyan, no? Bakit niya ako iniwan? Nasa akin naman ang lahat. Basta na lang siyang nawala, walang message, walang explanation. Ginose niya na lang ako basta. I demand an explanation. So, it is natural for us to look for explanation. And certainly that is true in ancient times. People tried to make sense, tried to have an explanation for things that are difficult or they could not explain. And there's a lot of them in ancient times. Like, for example, again, they didn't have medical, scientific explanation for many things happening to a human being. No? For example, they do not understand why a woman cannot bring about children. So what was their explanation for that? Why is a woman barren in ancient times? Again, the explanation is God might be punishing you or your parents because you or your parents are sinful. So God closed your womb. And it's never the sin, it's never the fault of the man. Why? Because very simple lang yung thinking nila. Ang thinking nila, life comes from the semen. They do not know anything about the egg cell. They do not know about that. They just know from basic observation and experience that the semen goes into the woman, a woman conceives and becomes pregnant. So the logical explanation, life comes from the semen. But the semen went to the woman. Pero hindi na buntis. Why? Oh, maybe God closed the womb at hindi makapasok yung semen. Therefore, it's the woman's sin or the woman's parents were sinful. That's why the woman could not bring about childbirth. That's their worldview. That's their explanation. Ano pa ba? Ano pa mga explanation nun? Ang isang epileptic ay demonic possession. Okay? Ngayon, nakakatawa na siya kasi alam na natin. But back then, they didn't know about these things. So they explain it as demonic possession. Schizophrenia. They explain it as demonic possession. You know? Someone seeing things that is not there. They will explain it again within the culture, within the religious culture of their time, their place. They do not have... It is funny when we already know it today, but still some Christians, you know, will still take the old world view and apply it to today. Yun yung funny. Okay? So, we have to have a certain understanding that many things in the past did not have any scientific explanation other than, oh, this is a curse from God, or this is from a demon, or this is from witchcraft, etc. So, when confronted with the idea that, ito pa, for example, polio, why people are crippled in ancient times? Kasi merong, many of those are polio. But they didn't know about that. Okay? So marami ang hindi maipaliwanag na sakit at mga pangyayari noon that is easily explained by their religious culture. And that is the same with our story today. Why is this person born blind? The immediate answer of the people, the religious leaders, and everyone there, it is he was born in sin. He was conceived in sin. And therefore, he came out into the world carrying the curse of God to be blind. That was the only way they could explain that in those times. But we know better now. Right? We know better now. So, it is also... We have to also understand the writer of John, writing 100 years after the fact of the historical Jesus, when he was writing about this story, this testimony. So in a way, isipin mo, parang hindi siya agree dun sa perspective na yon, that this person was born blind because of sin of the parents, etc. So he tried to work around that story using the words of Jesus by saying, no, he was not born blind because God is punishing him, but because God wants to reveal God's goodness. Okay? During the time, that is a very positive thing to say. During that time, it's the counter argument to say that God punishes you because of sin. Okay? So noon, liberating yung ganung perspective. You know, God caused you to be blind or to suffer whatever because the goodness of God has to be revealed. Oh, di ba? That's a good message during that time. Is it a good message today? To some people. Yeah. Yeah, so we know better now. Okay? A little closer to home, one of our very own advocate, who hindi ko na papangalanan, may pagalitan na naman ako ng mga buisit niyang mga ano eh. Pero kilala niyo siya ha, hindi ko lang pangangalanan. Kilala niyo na siya, for most of you kilala niyo. So we have an advocate who so sabi niya, at alam niyo to, narinig niya na to sa mga nakakakilala sa kanya. Sabi niya, at I had to catch his theology, her theology about that. God gave me this HIV disease, this status. It's a gift from God so that my life can be have meaningful, can be of service to others, etc. Oh, wait, I had to no. Sabi ko sa kanya, God did not give that disease to you. Okay? You have that for whatever reason, but certainly it is not God who gave you that. Now, can God use what has happened to you for good? Yes, God can. Not necessarily saying that it is God who did it. Okay? So I'll talk more about that. So I'm with the theological and contemplative school that God does not intend nor directly cause evil or suffering to people or individuals because God wants to punish people or because God wants to show God's goodness through making others suffer. I am under the theological school that rejects that. Hindi siya gumigising sa umaga and thinks, sino kayang papahirapan ko sa mga mortal ngayon para lumabas ang aking kagandahan at kabutihan? Diba? So that I can glorify myself. God does not wake up in the morning saying, who will I make suffer today so that I can be glorified? No. That kind of evangelical theological reasoning is BS. Including the usual BS statements. Ano yung mga usual BS statements? Oh, God has a plan. God has a reason. God will not give you something that you cannot overcome. God is in control. These are BS statements. At uulitin, nabanggit ko na to even before, di ba? Do not say these things. Especially in the face of anyone who is suffering or in pain. Okay? So I reject and exorcise in the same name of Jesus the idea that people have cancer because of their sin or the sin of their family. And up to now, there are born-again Christians or evangelical Christians who teach this. Who practice deliverance, casting out generational demons. No, literal, yung tita ko, I have an aunt who's a born-again Christian who really believes that cancer or diabetes is a generational, it comes from generational sin. And that we should destroy, that my lola and has to destroy all the Catholic idols in the house. To remove the diabetes and the cancer. No. Diabetes is diabetes. It's either generational kasi it's genetic or it is lifestyle. Ang hilig mong kumain ng kanin at ng asukal. But it is certainly not because God is punishing you. I reject the theology or the idea that natural disasters like super typhoons and hurricanes or earthquakes happens because people in a given area were sinful. Pero meron pa rin naniniwala, nagpipreach niyan. At nung lumindol nga, ano ba, kailan ba yung lindol nung 2018 yata yon? Yung nagpawasak ng mga centuries-old Catholic churches? Kakatanga talaga yung sabi nung iba, no? Nakita ko sa Facebook, no, pinag ano yung Catholic Church na bumagsak, tapos yung isang church, kulay blue. Sabi nila, ayan, this is the evidence that God is against the Roman Catholic Church. Kasi nawasak daw yung centuries old. Ayun, may space. At yung kanila daw church facility na parang spaceship, hindi daw nawasak. For one, their church is new. Hindi centuries old. Yes. No, natural disasters happen because natural disasters happen. And if there's anything cause for natural disasters becoming worse and worse every year, it's because of people causing things in the climate. I reject that kind of small and evil God, no matter what the Bible has to say about it. Let us be reminded that the Bible is a product of its time and culture. And so next time you read some BS in the Bible or some so-called devout Christian says something, pause and think, is it really God talking? Or is it the author or the person speaking within the worldview of his time? Some bad things do happen because it is the consequence of our actions and behaviors as individuals or as a human society. But it does not mean to say that it is God's doing or response. Meron naman, totoo naman. May mga nangyayari sa atin kasi kalasalanan mo talaga bakla. Deserve. Diba? There are things that happen to us because it is the natural consequence of what we have done. And God has nothing to do with it. Sabihin pa ni Lord, huh? Me? Or kung hindi si God, si Satan. Oh, God, Satan made me do it. Sabihin din na sa ilang, Diba, there are things that we do that are natural consequences of our actions as individuals and as a human society. For example, poverty. Hindi, punta mo tayo sa kanyang consequence. Criminality. The street criminality. Criminality of the common people. Marami ng study, there have been studies correlating poverty with criminality. If you have poverty, large-scale poverty because of corruption in a given society, country, or nation, the natural consequence, one of the natural consequences is that there will be high crime rate among the people. And that has nothing to do, God did not make you do it, nor Satan did make you do it. You did it. Maraming bagay na nangyayari sa atin, talaga namang tayong nagdulot. Yan. Even sure. Disease are diseases. They are part of the natural order of the earth and of life. Of course, we don't like any disease. Wala namang may gusto magkasakit. We have developed and continue to improve our medical technology to address and combat various diseases. And we continue. There's a lot of people who continue research on many other diseases that wala pang treatment o wala pang gamot today. But the scientific fact of the matter is, disease is an essential part of the natural order of the world and of human life. Diseases affect people irrespective of race, religion, and culture. Some diseases are caused by unhealthy living, unhealthy eating. Diba? Kanina lang, nag-lunch ako. Sarap nung lechon dun sa... At sabi ko talaga kay Kuya, Kuya, hawag yung taba, yung ano lang laman. Tapos parang naka-argue pa sa akin si Kuya. Buti may kasama akong nanay na may edad. Sabi ni Kuya, Sir, walang lechon na walang taba. Talagang may taba. Tapos, hindi. Ilagay mo yung laman. Yung taba, bigay mo doon sa may gusto ng taba, sabi ko sa kanya. No? So yun, some unhealthy... Some diseases come from unhealthy eating. Some diseases are caused by unhealthy eating and not from God. Oh, ito, favorite na again ng mga evangelicals. And they really grind the LGBT community back in the 80s. No? Sexually transmitted disease is caused either by not being informed or educated, or indeed, totoo rin naman, by irresponsible sexual practices. But it is also caused by rape. It is also caused by, in the former days, wrong medical procedure. Diba? Noon may mga na-infect ng HIV because of wrong procedure or blood transfusion. Noon. So there are many reasons for why STIs go around getting infected by that. But certainly that is not God gumising isang umaga, okay, bibigyan kitang herpes. O kagigising lang niya sa siesta, okay, ay, parang bet ko bigyan siya ng syphilis. No, that's not true. And certainly, walang kinalaman ng monkeypox sa pagiging bakla. So, di ba, may nag-statement ako niyan last year ba? Nung isang, and pardon my language, isang gagong pastor sa, pangalanan ko talaga. Yung isang gagong pastor sa CCF, na magaling ha, magaling to mag-preach. Pero yun, nung ginawa niya yung state, yung that very parang passing statement, na kaya daw nagka-monkeypox sa mga bakla dahil nga naging bakla. Diba? CCF yan. Diba? So, monkeypox has nothing to do with your sexuality. Period. Hindi parusa ng Diyos ang HIV or any other sexually transmitted disease. Huwag nating idamay si Lord. Even death, kamatayan, is part of the great miracle and wonder of life. God does not specifically intend anyone to suffer, even as these things are part of creation and human life. God does not wake up in the morning intending to make you suffer. And lastly, when all explanations about evil, suffering, and disease fail, I'm with the theological and contemplative school to say, I do not know. Nang wala, pag sa isang napakahirap na sitwasyon, napakasakit na sitwasyon, a very painful event where no explanation will ever be sufficient, it is better to say and to admit, I do not know. I do not know why such evil or painful experience happened. I do not know why some people are willing to commit genocide. I do not know why a child has passed away. I do not know, and as much as I want to have an answer, I humbly admit that I do not have an answer. The only thing any one of us can do in times and situations of great pain and suffering is to shut up and not say any BS statements. To simply offer a silent presence and a listening ear to someone who is suffering. And that is also each of our experience. Experience naman natin yan eh. When you were at a time where you are really experiencing something painful, you just want someone to be there and not necessarily tell you things. I do not believe nor think nor will ever preach that God desired or intended you to suffer what you have suffered because you were sinful or because it is part of God's plan. I will never say that. I will never agree with anyone on that. But yung sabi ko nga kanina, can God do something out of your pain or suffering? Can your suffering or pain, wherever it came from and whoever caused it, can God use it and transform it for your good and for the good of others? Pwede ba? Pwede ba? Hindi naman kasi, hindi kailangan na Diyos ang may dahilan nung paghihirap for God to also be the one to transform that pain. The pain happened, the suffering happened. Whoever was the cause of that, whatever is the cause of that, even if you are the cause of that, can God use that to bring something that is good for you and for others? Yes, God can. Yes, you can. You can transform the experience. You can transform your situation. Can God use your blindness or deafness or your mental health condition or your cancer or your HIV status? Can God use those situations both for your good and for the good of others? Yes, God can. So parang ganito lang yan. Ito ang palagi ko, hindi lang naman sa religion, no? Hindi lang naman sa simbahan. Yung akong personal kong, hindi man philosophy, pero way of thinking. So ito na ang sitwasyon, ito na ang nangyari sa'yo, ito na ang naranasan mo. Hindi maganda, masakit, mahirap, mabigat. O eh, anong gagawin natin about it? Lalong sasaktan ng ating sarili. Lalong lulungkotin or ilulubog ang sarili. Endless maninisi at titignan ang titingin sa nakaraan. Maghahanap ng mga kasagutan na maaring hindi darating o dumating man ay hindi naman sasapat para maibsan ang iyong nararamdaman. Patuloy na maninisi at maghahanap ng sagot na hindi naman magbabago o magbubura nung nangyari. In any given situation, especially a negative or challenging one, I always ask myself, what can I do to move forward? What can I do next? How can I turn things around? Where can I go and where do I ask for help and guidance? Where is God in all of this pain? How can God and myself transform it and use it for the good of others? You know, best of all, how can my painful experience and story help, guide, inspire, heal, and comfort others who might be experiencing some pain or struggle in their own life? So, one of our lessons for this fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday, napaka-ironic, it's Laetare Sunday, ito yung reading. No? The Sunday of rejoicing, but the reading is about the problem of suffering and pain. So one of our lessons for this Sunday, with this healing story from the Gospel of John, and which I offer you, is that God never intends or desires for your suffering or pain. But whenever and wherever pain and suffering happens, God is there as Emmanuel. Ano nga yung Emmanuel? God with us. God with you. The one who is always present. Kasi ano nga yung promise ni Jesus when he was about to leave? Jesus never promised that there will be no pain. Paulit-ulit niya nga sinabing, people will persecute you. You will have a lot of challenges. People might even kill you, sabi niya, for the sake of my name. So he never promised that there will be no pain. But what did Jesus promise? I will be with you always and the end of time. And whenever two or three are gathered, there I am with you. Some of the insights ngayon lang dumarating sa akin na Holy Spirit. Diba? Yung kanina, the part where when there is someone who's suffering, just be there for them. It's also a Jesus moment that I am there with you when you are together. Not just in joy, but even more so when one of you or two of you are in pain. I am there with you when you are gathered together. The triune one, the one who pains and suffers with you, the one who can transform your suffering and pain into healing, hope, and joy, not only for yourself, but also for others. Oh, maikli na to. Alam ko mahaba na yung sermon. Maikli na to. Second part. Madali lang naman yung second problem ng story. The other part of the story and intention of the gospel writer for this story is about doctrinal blindness and spiritual gatekeeping. The religious authorities of that time, being so knowledgeable about the Torah and other traditions, could not believe that something good and miraculous can happen to what they interpret as the breaking of the Sabbath law. Hindi nila, they could not fathom that something so good and miraculous can happen with the breaking of the one of the most sacred laws that they have, the Sabbath law. And the breaking of the Sabbath law actually will get you killed. It is clearly stated in the Torah, in Leviticus, and in Deuteronomy, especially in the Deuteronomy, there was someone who was gathering during the Sabbath, and immediately Moses declared, stone him to death. That's the law. So how can the breaking of the law, which brings death, bring about a miraculous healing? It is unbelievable to the religious leaders of their time. It is unbelievable that someone they deemed as born from sin was given sight. And again, tandaan natin, yun yung worldview nila, ha? That was for them fact. You were born blind because your parents or yourself was a sinner. So it does not add up. Nothing good can come out of someone who is born from sin and from someone who breaks the law of Moses. Their doctrines and interpretations have become their own self-imposed blinders. They're unable to see what is good and true and what is most important in that event. Ano yung pinaka-importante dun sa nangyari? Dun sa story, what was the most important thing that happened in that story? That the one who was born blind has now see. Your entire life, you never had sight. And it's not just being blind. Dahil may stigma yung kanyang blindness eh. You are blind because of sin. So you are also socially discriminated and oppressed by that kind of thinking during that time. You are socially cut off, religiously cut off. And so the most important thing is he gained sight and that he was reclaimed into the community, into the society, into the synagogue. the religious life of the Jewish people when Jesus gave back the sight. That was the most important thing. Sounds familiar? Things haven't really changed after more than 2,000 years. Today, we still have religious authorities whose loyalty to their doctrines and interpretations of Scripture have become their self-imposed blinders. And this is a reality not only with Christians, but with any religion or ideology. So, hindi lang to Christian, ha? All religions have their fundamentalists. And if your loyalty to your religion, to the doctrines, is more important than a human being, then I think there's something wrong with your faith or spirituality. Some people have more loyalty and love for what they believe or think over people. Where there is goodness, love, hope, and healing and miracles, such people only see sin and sinners. Nothing good can come from LGBTQ people. How can a lifestyle of sin bring about goodness and truth? How can a life of perversion bring about redemption and new sight? Paano ang pagkukumpulan ng mga baklatombay, mga transgender, ng mga woke, ay magpuproduce ng milagro ng Panginoon? LGBTQ plus Christians? No, not possible. You're not only committing greater sin by continue living as LGBTQI+, but also by proclaiming it in the pulpit as good and holy. In the same way that it is not possible for something good can come out of a sinner and someone who breaks the Sabbath law, nothing good can come out of LGBTQ people. There is no possible way that God delights and approves of those sinners in the Oro Building, Mandaluyong City. Sharp, no? Pero yun. That's the truth of how other Christians think of us. And our answer to them is the same answer of Jesus. If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, we see. Now that you say that you know what the Bible says, your guilt remains. For our fourth Sunday of Lent, in the story of the healing of the man born blind, God did not intend nor cause any of your pain or the pain and suffering of that person 2,000 years ago. But certainly, God will always be with you, Emmanuel, and God will use your experiences for your good and the good of others. LGBTQ people are not sinners by virtue of our sexuality or gender identity. Religious authorities do not get to dictate or label our goodness and holiness. Jesus knows us and sees us. May we see ourselves through the eyes of Jesus, beautiful, holy, and worthy. Amen.